This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The legislative session in Olympia has ended, and the agriculture community is now weighing their wins and losses. Washington Farm Bureau Government Relations Director Tom Davis thinks, all in all, for agriculture, we did better than expected, given the one-party rule in Olympia, including two bills that failed to pass.
I suppose the best news will be that House Bill 1838, the mandatory riparian buffer bill, and House Bill 1117 that would have instituted a net ecological gain. You would have to actually increase the environmental conditions at every permitted project in the state. Both of those bills failed to pass.
And for that, Davis says, we can all be thankful.
Both of those would have been destructive to farmers, ranchers, and frankly, landowners all across the state, and were done in a way where the stakeholders that would be most affected, and that is the landowners, were not included in any of the conversations that led to the creation or the amending of those bills as they went through the legislative process.
But Davis says, if history tells us anything, we may not have seen the last of those two ideas.
Yeah, I think in both cases, we will see something like each of those bills introduced again next year.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the latest legislative session and a couple of things agriculture didn't get.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.